from last Wednesday's meeting, what's the outcome in regard to penalty points, which have been such a matter of controversy?
The SI that was signed in by the Acting Minister for Marine and Agriculture, or Taoiseach Micheál Martin, SI number 318 of 2020, more or less similar to the previous SIs that it revoked, that the same party actually put a motion to revoke it themselves in the Houses of the Oireachtas, and successfully did so, creating history, would you believe it, in the state that this would happen, that it's the first time European legislation was ever defeated in the House of the Oireachtas. So following on from the meeting, I'm afraid to report we've gone back in time, and we seem to be experiencing amnesia with regard to our current government and the parties that are in it. So unfortunately, Tom, there doesn't seem to be much appetite to write a new SI. And unfortunately, we're going to waste a lot of time and resources to try and do this. The only way we can is just probably bring it back into the courts, you know.
This seems a complete contrast to what the minister, when he was in opposition, said himself, and to what the Taoiseach and his party also said. It's hard to understand, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But you have to, the only way that I can give an explanation to that is somebody must be advising these people, and the people that are doing the advising, it's their position hasn't changed, and they're good at their roles. They are good at influencing decision making, and regardless that we don't agree with that decision making, regardless that our High Court doesn't agree with that decision making, backed up by and confirmed by our Supreme Court that we don't agree with that decision making, we're back at the start of the roundabout again, and around we go.
Are we coming back then, Patrick Murphy, to what was said to me last week, when we had the Sinn Féin spokesperson, Patrick McLaughlin, on about the same issue in relation to the Department of the Marine? He was calling for a root and branch review because he was maintaining that they weren't responding to the industry and weren't in touch sufficiently. And he said he'd never experienced anything like it before in his career as a public representative.
That would be his view of things. I think he would get an awful lot of support in that view. A root and branch review at this time, is it warranted? Is it needed? Should we do it? Tom, what I can say to you is that I don't think people realise what this industry has gone through in the past 9 months and what it's facing. And we're facing Brexit, and we could lose fishing grounds, half our fishing grounds, could see an invasion of many other boats into our biologically sensitive area. And we had a meeting this morning with the same officials that you're talking about, and I must say this morning, to give them credit, there seems to be a more acceptance of what we've been saying for the last number of years, and there seems to be measures and talks about being put in place to address the craziness that's coming at us. In 105 days, Tom, can you imagine? 105 days, we'll be into the new year, and we'll know whether there's going to be a no-deal Brexit, whether our nearest neighbour is going to kick us out of their waters and the rest of the countries, whether trade is going to be up in the air. This is unprecedented, as people have said. It's unconscionable to think of the fallout of what's actually going to happen. To do this at this time, a root and branch, it wouldn't be the best timing, but if things keep going and things don't change, especially in this legislation, then how else could you not agree with it?
So, if I'm confused, forgive me, but have we the same officials, on the one hand, not listening in regard to penalty points and all, as you say, the decisions by courts, the opposition, the defeat in the Dáil, they're not listening on the one hand, but they are listening on the other, but there's still no plan B if the Brexit goes to no deal. It's confusing to try to understand.
Tom, I'm living this life every day of the week, and confusing would be one way of putting it. Madness, I'd actually put another word on it. It's crazy. It's crazy what's happening here. And what we have at stake here is something that has we've had for millennia. You know, the fishing didn't come in the last 100 years or 200 years. It's thousands of years. And it's a renewable resource that, if we mine it, will provide food and security and money and revenue and jobs and creation and life and activity around the coastal communities. And this is all done in the backdrop that the people that prosecute this do so risking their lives. They're on the front line, regardless of pandemics and everything else. They're on the front line every day they go to sea, Tom. And nobody can deny the dangers that are there and what these people do. And as you said, it's crazy what's going on. So, yeah, look, all we do as an industry representative is try and keep fighting, try and keep putting our viewpoint forward. And if it means, and I say this with no great vigour, this means we have to go into a courtroom to fight this, we have no choice. We have no choice. And it's a sad reflection on any government that's forcing their citizens to go into the courtrooms to get the rights that they already proved they should have again, to get it in front of another judge. So you're right, it's confusing is the least word that I would use to describe this.